we were talking earlier in the program about NFL teams wanting to avoid the 0-2 start because of the psychology of starting 0-2 and what a hole that puts you in. So we thought we'd welcome into the program's studio, once again, our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell from the University of Texas at Dallas.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
I've had quite an eventful week.
You have?
I have indeed.
Oh, here comes the coffee.
A cup of Joe there, as always.
Oh, my morning coffee. Always going to have my morning coffee. Okay, yes, a quite eventful week. My old Prius broke down.
Ah. Hmm.
So I had to buy a new Prius.
Okay.
I really wanted to branch out, so instead of a normal beige car, I get more of a brown-colored car.
Wow, okay.
So,
all
yes,
right, you
yes,
really changed up and out there.
But it hasn't actually gotten in yet, you know, with the chip shortage.
Oh, yeah.
So it hasn't shipped yet to me. So I traveled here with my assistant, Nicholas.
Who's over there. Yeah.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hi.
It's Nicholas there.
He brought I thought you guys had broken up.
Like Mickey Mouse.
What do you mean?
I thought you had hired a new assistant.
We are still educational partners in furthering the education of many people there at UTD.
Going on for quite some time.
But Nicholas brought me up here on his bicycle. Thank you for that.
Bicycle?
Yes. I also had some problems at home.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a jet crash into my house in Lake Worth.
Oh, no. That was your house?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, you heard about it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yes. And also this week, I was fearful.
We couldn't catch any of that.
I was fearful.
He was fearful.
There for a while that I had the virus.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yes, but I went and got tested, and I was negative for the Delta variant. Yay!
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and no Delta variant for me. I had the Beta variant.
Oh, no.
But I feel great, so don't worry about that.
I'm
close to asymptomatic.
Are you vaccinated?
I think that is a person's choice.
Okay.
It's a person's choice. Yes. A what?
What?
What did you say?
I said church. What did you say?
Church?
What? I want to talk here about starting 0-2.
Yes, that's why we wanted you on.
Starting 0-2.
What kind of psychology is that for a team?
You know, Craig, it can really have an appreciable effect on a person's psychology. An appreciable effect. An appreciable effect. Appreciable.
Oh, appreciable.
It's a word in the English language.
Yes.
Look at it.
Appreciable. I got it. Wow. Got it.
It can leave a person feeling like they're way behind on their goals if you start 0-2. It can make you feel like you're not a winner. Sometimes an 0-2 start feels like it puts you in a hole that you cannot climb out of unless you win games.
Correct, yes.
This is all deep psychology stuff. This is more graduate level stuff. I didn't expect you to understand it right away.
So you've done some studies on this,
That's why I have brought some beaks concerning this subject.
Some beaks? You mean you went and got some birds? Oh.
Beaks.
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 B-E-U-T-S. Beaks.
Books.
Yes, concerning this subject. So, I have this one right here. This is called If Starting 0-2 is the Worst Thing That Has Happened to Me, I've Led a Pretty Good Life by Tony Romo, the football player.
Start 0-2? Maybe
Tony Romo, the football player. With a foreword by Tony Romo, the golfer.
Oh, different
illustrated
character.
By Tony Romo, the broadcaster.
He does so much.
Triple threat, baby! But also, I had this one that Remu participated in. It's called Let's Talk About Our Big Houses and Laugh Through an Entire Football Game by Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
They do seem to do that.
With a prologue by Tracy Wolfson's Face Mole.
Oh, no, that's all interesting. Right.
Good night.
Sure how you got that.
Here's one. If I don't win another Super Bowl before I die, I will haunt every one of you MF and Cowboy fans for eternity by Jerry Jones. How about this one? Are you a big fan of the boxing? Who loves the boxing?
The what?
The boxing!
We love it, but
this is called The Biggest Beating I Ever Took. Hanging Out with the Jones Family by Conor McGregor.
He's taken a lot of beatings.
He has. And this one, I think I heard your particular radio show program talk about earlier today. This is called It's Okay to Fart at the Urinal by Mike McCarthy.
What a dumb idea for a book.
Mike McCarthy wrote that?
Forward by Norman Hitchkiss.
Oh, we expect that from Norm. Not sure about the coach.
Speaking of McCarthy, he's got a new book out that I just published. It's called How Greg Zuerlein Saved My Bloated 17 Cheesesteaks a Day Ass Butt by Mike McCarthy.
That's a long title.
And then... Who here likes sports radio?
No, yeah, we do.
Sports radio.
Sorry, we love it. That's a little beta variant there.
You seem a little symptomatic here.
George, we need to put on our masks.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry,
that's
I have a
cough?
Really body-racking cough there.
Weird cough.
This is good for sports radio fans. It's called... How I was once invited on a radio show to talk about a guy I wasn't influenced by in the least, but went on anyway by Dan McDowell. So,
oh, yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
I think you mentioned it a few times. You'd want it. There you go. There you go.
All right, Doctor. Good to see you. Bye-bye. Have a good day at school. There he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.